the beginning, you talked about contracts being reopened, and you said that you came back and said that the contracts are on the table, except for the ones with the Colts and the Pacers. Please explain the difference between why it's acceptable to renegotiate the labor and the service contracts, but not the contracts with the Pacers and the Colts.
No, that's not what I meant, and I apologize for not clarifying. As you all know and everybody knows, we've been in constant communication talking with folks about those negotiations. We have been told by the Colts that they are not going to renegotiate their contract. That doesn't mean that they're not open to other options and other things that they're doing. We have not had any discussions with any of these other groups about whether they will renegotiate with us and whether they will work through with us to do things that we need to get done to more efficiently operate. We did not have that. So I wanted to clarify, as I did at the end of my statement, that we had not gone after every single contract. We had selectively gotten to the point, which I think was respectable, of $10 million that we did. But we're going to go back for more.
So if they were to say, we're not going to renegotiate either, would you be at the same situation you'd be with the Colts?
Well, yes, in that sense. But there's other options that come out to not renegotiating under those. Those contracts are all different. There's a number of different provisions in there that are a bit unlike when you talk about the Colts contract.
Bob, you talked about basically suspending all payments unless they involve keeping the doors open. Could you explain, give our audience an idea what some of those payments are, and do those go, perhaps any reimbursements you have to do to the Colts or Pacers for any expenses that they incur?
Well, the reimbursements, when we talk about Colts and the Pacers, understand that by contract, the Colts payments and those are not going to be due until the end of the year. So we don't have that issue at this point. In terms of any other payments to the other sports teams, I'm not aware of any. In sense of all of our grants, all of the dollars that we have been putting out for a historical, I guess, something that we've been dealing for years, all of those grants and all those payments will be suspended. So anything that we have discretion over that we don't have to pay that is directly related to operating the, keeping the convention center operational, the facilities operational, will be suspended.
This could mean things.
Cultural tourism and arts.
I'm talking about everything. Yeah, I mean, I think there are some others. There are some other payments that we may be needing to make. I don't have the exhaustive list. I didn't want to single anybody out. I just wanted to say everybody. So I wanted to be clear. So you're right. Some of those are included in there.
But you said that the Colts would not be an issue until the end of the year. Is it possible that those reimbursements, if we're still at this point come December, could be an issue?
You asked me the question, hypothetically, could it be an issue? Yes.
So these are not bills that we're simply not going to pay when they come in. These are all grants that we currently make that says we just get slashed to zero.
Correct.
I said you had some crazy examples. Would you like to cite a couple?
Well, I was going to point out that I'm going to tell them not to bring in any more soft drinks and water into these meetings so that we can start to cut costs there. People have asked questions about, things that we've spent in terms of our marketing budget and dollars. You know, we're gonna start cutting some of those.
It seems as if a lot of...
Pardon me?
How much could that save about?
It's not, it's a question of quantifying what's saving is whatever we save will potentially allow us to operate longer. That's the mode that we're in right now. I have a commitment to do as everything possible I can to maintain those commitments. So if I save $100 and that allows me to operate another day, I'm going to save the $100. I have not quantified all those dollars. I'm just telling you that I'm going to, like anybody else would do in a situation like this, we are going to manage to the expectation that we're not going to spend any dollars that we don't have to spend.
Bob, it seems like a lot of folks here seem to be like you folks said, sort of preaching to the converted. Shouldn't all these folks have been at the legislature the past 30-something odd days? It seems that this case would have probably had a much bigger impact if lawmakers understood exactly how much money the CIB managed facilities generate for the state. And just telling you folks, it seems to be telling you something you already know, but maybe some of those out-state lawmakers that need to hear this message.
I'm happy to give people a forum to tell anybody anything that will help our cause. That's another reason I'm glad they showed up, but I think at the end, I did ask them if they would kindly make sure that their comments and things are passed along. That would be helpful.
Do you have a total figure as far as how what all the steps today are estimated to save?
Right now, these are estimates. Right now, I think we're at about $10 million. I think we're going to go probably in the neighborhood of another couple million pretty quickly, depending on how successful we are, what we have to do. If we can't renegotiate, we have to go through, different operational assessments. We have to start, considering all those things.
Does that $10 million include the $7 million cut already, or that's on top of?
Well, it's a moving target. We just keep cutting and we keep adding to it. So everybody says to me, how much have you cut? So we're just continuing to cut. I think we're at about 9-something right now. Yes. Whatever it is, we're moving. Again, when you pin down the numbers, I'm saying is if I saved $500 and that got me another day of operation, that's what I would do.
Earlier this week at the conference committee, Ann was talking about if you don't get the bill passed, start calling the future conventioners and start talking about renegotiating contracts because we might not be able to keep the place open. But that was the opposite of what you were saying here today.
It's not what we said today.
So
we're not doing that yet.
But that is a possibility.
It's always been a possibility, but it's not. We're not doing it.
One of the things that Toby said is that legally, under your guys' fiduciary duty, you cannot spend money that you don't have. And should the event that, come September, the CIB is out of money, basically anybody who's getting a payment won't be getting a payment.
Correct.
Bob, you said that you could explain more about the $27 million payment if people were interested. I'm interested. Can you go ahead and explain?
Yeah, we have entered into discussions with the governor's office about the various opportunities that we could do. It's a very complicated financing. So there are some entities at the state where the state could, under the simplest description, could potentially purchase that obligation and hold it for us and would get it off of, would take it off of our books or to extend it or to, like we did with when we terminated the swap to save the money that we did. Again, as we explained to the legislature the other day when they asked why we spent the $17 million, we had to explain to them, had we not taken that action, that would have been a $43 million deficit under today's market conditions. So it's the same type of negotiations that we are now in as a result of the end of the session and that to bring that liability, not off permanently, but off temporarily so that we can get some breathing room.
What do you think about joint
that does that answer your question?
Does that mean that the state might be the insurer, the surety?
Yeah, but there's a whole bunch of options. They could, like they did, they could hold it for us. They could, they could back it up. They could, pay it off. There's all kinds of options that they could do.
Okay. I'm sorry, is that a $17 million obligation
27.
Or 27? Yeah, that's the one that's due in September?
Yes.
Isn't there one also due in June?
We took care of that one.
That's taken care of.
What do you think about Joanne Sanders' idea that you just include some of these downtown income-generating properties, the mall, CIB, that basically then that sort of pays for itself and sort of the state gets to keep the rest?
Abdul, I'll say it. I've said it 100 times. I like any idea that brings us revenue. Any idea that brings us revenue.
Thanks, Rothel.